U.S. ground forces have arrived on the outskirts of Baghdad. They're fighting for control of Saddam International Airport, 12 miles southwest of the city. Military leaders have not said when they plan to move into Baghdad itself. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, they're warning there's still a danger of fierce fighting ahead.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says U.S. forces are now closer to central Baghdad than many suburban commuters are to their downtown offices. Soldiers and Marines have advanced on the city from both the southwest and the southeast. At U.S. Central Command today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks called the troop movements deliberate. He says U.S. forces are taking advantage of opportunities as they come.
We certainly are in close proximity of Baghdad. I wouldn't want to characterize exactly how close or how soon it will be that we will arrive at different points in Baghdad. We don't think that the fighting is over yet, and so there are still options available to the regime, including the use of weapons of mass destruction. We take that very seriously, and at the same time, we remain prepared to continue our operations.
Some frontline forces don chemical weapon suits today as they approach the capital, despite temperatures in the 90s. As night fell, there were a series of explosions around Baghdad, and electricity went out, leaving much of the city of 5 million people in darkness. Central Command says it did not target the electric grid, so the cause of the blackout is uncertain. Earlier today, Iraqi television broadcast what it said was a statement from Saddam Hussein, urging residents to fight U.S. forces with their hands. Hoping to avoid drawn-out urban warfare, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld appealed to Iraqi soldiers to surrender.
For the senior leadership, there is no way out. Their fate has been sealed by their actions. The same is not true for the Iraqi armed forces. Iraqi officers and soldiers can still survive and help to rebuild a free Iraq if they do the right thing.
U.S. forces lost 2 aircraft in central Iraq. A Black Hawk helicopter crashed with some casualties, and an F-18 jet went down. Its pilot is missing. Central Command says it does not believe hostile fire was to blame for the helicopter crash. It's investigating whether the fighter jet was brought down accidentally by a U.S. Patriot missile. Another possible friendly fire accident killed an American soldier and injured several others. They were apparently fired on by an F-15. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says U.S. forces will keep working to minimize such accidents.
They're terrible tragedies. You never like to see it happen. It's happened to the UK forces. It's happened to our forces. We'll have to investigate each one of them, see if it was a breakdown in our techniques, our procedures, or if there was a technical breakdown that we have to shore up, and we can do that.
U.S. military commanders stressed again today that they try to avoid civilian casualties, but they acknowledge using controversial cluster bombs on Iraqi tanks defending Baghdad. The bombs are dropped from airplanes and scatter bomblets on the ground. A doctor in the city of Hila, south of Baghdad, blames cluster bombs for wounding hundreds of civilians. Roland Hugan and Benjamin of the International Committee of the Red Cross visited a hospital in Hila and says he saw many people with serious injuries.
We had lots of small children who have lost legs or arms. We had lots of women who were very, very seriously wounded in that hospital. And it obviously was the result of a totally different military pattern.
Central Command says it's examining reports of bombing in Hila, along with reports of a vegetable market attacked today in Baghdad. In a statement, Central Command says it has reliable information the Iraqi regime may be planning to bomb Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad, then falsely blame U.S. forces for what Central Command calls propaganda purposes. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.